Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is Jan Uders. Jan is the Technology Standards Director of ATEM. Jan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for welcoming me and thanks for having me. Good afternoon, good morning.
Can you give us a quick bio on yourself and a bit more color on your role at ATEM?
Yeah, well, first to introduce ATEM. ATEM is a French tech company and we do everything around media delivery. So that means we do encoding, we do packaging, we do CDN distribution. We have also ad solution, ad insertion solution, contribution. So basically we do everything from glass to glass except the glasses. So no TVs, no players and no camera. And about myself, so I joined ATEM early last year as Director of Technology and Standards, and I'm looking more at standard matters like DVB, where I'm also steering board members and also chair of CMLVC. And I'm looking at new technologies like MVGVC, so special video, for instance.
Excellent. The space of video has been really undergoing a lot of transformation. It seems to be accelerating. And you see innovation across creation, distribution, and consumption of video. How do you see some of the key elements of the industry shaping or evolving as we look through the rest of the year, 2024?
Well, transformation is continuing, basically. I think we've not yet seen the end. And one thing is simplification of workflows, cloudification. So also giving the flexibility, scalability to content owners, how to distribute. Bringing the cost down, that's very important. That's more important than ever. I think a lot of operators have challenging times now, you know, at multiple pace as they are pressurized for multiple reasons. Ads is very important also. Everyone speaks about it since many years, but now I think it comes to reality and people really see this as an opportunity. We've got also a lot of traditional free-to-air funded broadcasters and content owners, which do basically also jump now on the ads funded services and OTT. Then you have also, of course, sustainability, which continue to be a very important topic. And so we see that also coming throughout the complete branch. That's really something where everyone feels concerned. And now you've got also the complete new applications and new experiences like special video, where typically with the Apple Vision Pro, you can see some immersive video, and that's really a next level of entertainment.
What is the driver of some of those changes? Is it the infrastructure that has changed, or is it the customer needs have changed? Is it the consumption devices have changed, or what's really some of the bigger pushes behind that evolution that's diversifying so much?
I think it's all of that, basically. It's a simple answer, but that's probably the best answer I can give. So it's all of that. There's a lot of, you know, how the people want to consume, the newer generation want to consume video today. It's completely different than before. People want to consume it everywhere. So that means that whatever you saw on TV, you want to see it on your mobile, you want to consume it whenever you want and so on. So that's one thing. So the other thing is, of course, the cost thing. So before you used to have one pay TV operator where you used to pay premium for all of this. Now you maybe sometimes you have two subscription, you have several subscription. So that's a kind of cost factor for a content owner or a channel also. You used to have one channel, you wanted to deliver very high quality, and that was it. Now you have this plethora of platforms, linear, non-linear, and it has to work on all devices and so on. So basically you have to afford all these things. And there's the video quality, of course. And for an operator, it's also how you navigate, how you get the analytics and so on. So that pressurizes a lot in terms of what is left of money per channel, per content. Because you've got more content, you have to deliver less costly. And also everyone's, you know, since you have so much competition for social media, for other platforms, PTV subscriptions and so on, you have to see what you can bring in terms of what's better. What is a typical new experience you can bring? And that's also a challenge. So that's why you have new ways of navigating through for the younger generations, like immersive, you know, metaverse-like way of navigating, how you can integrate social media also into this and so on. So that's, you know, it's all of that. which brings this fundamental changes how somebody approaches today media delivery compared to before.
Why are attempt solutions so critical in this landscape, and how do they stand out? Like I said, you got to deliver something different to better, right? How do you differentiate in the market?
Well, there are several aspects to that. Frank speaking, we try to address all these points. I mean, that's probably, you know, core of our business. Efficiency, encoding efficiency, is of course one of the heart and one of the main things that we are looking after. And we try to do a lot on this, and we have pushed the boundaries a lot in terms of encoding efficiency. We put some new pre-processing techniques and things like that. So the legacy codecs, we managed to improve very much the efficiency. No one would have thought that we could reach this, but we can reach that today with advanced pre-processing techniques. There is, of course, the introduction of new codecs, which are much more complex. So that's one thing that we also tend to address. In terms of creating fast channels, creating easily new channels, that's also something that we try to increase, and also are very cost efficient. We have a real linearization solution, which is basically manipulating manifest from nonlinear content, putting it all together and being able to transcode this in a linear program. That's a very exciting solution that we launched this year, very cost efficient in order for, you know, operators, channel content owners to be able to very quickly start in very cost efficient ways and fast channels. Sustainability, I mean, one of the projects, of course, which is our concept we are very excited about, is audience aware streaming, where Atem is, has this kind of unique position, is able to do the encoding until basically the CDN distribution. And we are able to optimize the whole chain through that and being able to adapt basically the deliveries to the audience. So on one hand, of course, we consume less because we optimize the consumption. So in terms of energy efficiency, it's very good. But in terms of tailoring and having always the optimal resources, that's also very cost efficient. And there's a lot we can build on that. We have some exclusive technology built on that. And that's something that we continue to grow and continue to add features on.
So you mentioned a lot of the critical pillars, not only of the industry, but certainly of the video and connectivity aspects of the industry here. I'm going to branch predict that I know where the answer to the next question might go here. So AI is absolutely transforming pretty much every industry here. And video is one of the leading areas where you could see the changes. You can experience the changes even as a consumer here. Mm-hmm. How is AI being integrated at Atem, and how does this change what you can deliver customers?
Yeah, so Atem has already some AI technology integrated. For instance, the Atem Quality Index, which is basically an index for predicting at very early stage what type of resources, how the complexity is to code some images, and what quality, what will be the demand in terms of bit rates for a particular video sequence. So that's something that we have exclusive. We got also an Emmy Awards on this. This is also fundamental for everything which is based on quality. So to keep the constant quality for content. So that's something that we use. It's also used in audience aware streaming. We have also some cases in decision-making. So when you encode some pictures, basically you take decisions on how you want to partition a picture. And whenever you want to take the decisions, you know, if you want to basically start with a new sequence to reinitialize the video coder and start with a new sequence, then in that case, all this decision-making is done with some artificial intelligence, being able to identify exactly what's the best coding techniques at early stage. It's always some elements that we use here and there to improve that. We have also demonstrated recently how to best interlace, deinterlace some pictures using some depth estimation in a video. So that's also AI based. And finally, audience aware streaming is also has AI at several levels. So first, in order to predict the complexity, so how much CPU resource you would need to basically encode and what it's going to give in terms of bitrate, then also how you will predict how to manage the different resources, how you can predict and remove some of the representations. So these are the use cases that we have integrated. Now, in a more disruptive way, the next generation codecs, which are going to replace VVC. So VVC is one of the newest codecs which was released. These next generation codecs will use AI. So how disruptive is going to be? There are several tracks. Maybe just for selection of tools and also having some isolated tools, or it will be downloading, for instance, just a model for ensuring the video. So that's just futuristic, but that's maybe the direction it goes. Basically, AI is not an objective as such, but we use it and we tend to use it more and more where it brings the efficiency in terms of performance.
yeah, to see. And I thought I had an idea where it's going. And I had a view, but you took it well beyond where I was expecting it to go, just as an augmentation to what you do and what you need to provide for your partners. It really seemed like a pretty natural fit. And do you provide that as part of your existing solutions or as additional available services or modules? Because I could see there would be a case where you could provide pre-trained models with certain parameters that you've learned based on the vast expertise you've got over the years. Mm-hmm. But you would allow customers to do some of their own training and some of their own parameters that would be unique to them and allow them to keep that in-house.
So for the time being, it's just something which is integrated with ATEM based on ATEM's expertise. We sell encoders, but maybe in the future, this is totally possible that there may be some things which might use their own training. I mean, what I could imagine for sure, and I'm really speaking now out of my head, is, you know, for some of type of videos, maybe there might be some optimization needed. So depending on which market you talk about, which type of content, maybe there is some training for very specific parts that may be the case in the future. We don't know. And typically also for in terms of HDR, and maybe also the different creatives have different approaches, how they want to do that. That maybe also something where we leave the possibility to train these optimizations.
Excellent. So I know ATEM has a long history of collaboration with AMD. Give me a little bit of a history or perspective on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people always say, in this world of the cloud, does the software really need the hardware anymore? So let's show some examples of how they work together.
There's always some hardware behind the software. So that's probably something I can say, and hopefully no one is going to contradict me. So just to say, ATEM has all our software solutions except one thing, which is the Kirion, which is a hardware base. So that's why also we run normally on CPUs. And we started in 2019 to explore the AMD platform, the EPYC platform. We have our own benchmark. So we did our own benchmark for all use cases. So typically video encoding, in the case of encoders, in terms of processing, what we can do. In terms of interfaces, very important interfaces, you know, we have some modern interfaces which are very demanded in terms of bandwidth. So that's for the encoding part. For the packaging, obviously, there are a lot of things, you know, response time, how many hits, how many responses you can have, what the bandwidth is, what the access to the memory is, and things like that, to name just a few of them. So we had our own benchmark, and we came to the conclusion that AMD has an outstanding potential, outstanding solution for that. And so that's why we started to use and to port our software to AMD. And basically, it was not tremendous in terms of work. And basically, that worked very well. And we had already some boost in performance. We had some boost in terms of energy efficiency. So that was already a great thing. And then, of course, we have a lot of dynamic optimization possible. So we talked about audience aware streaming, for instance, bringing down, reallocating cores and things like that. This is typically the stuff that we could exploit and we could develop with time. And this is our features that we build on to optimize our software and where we can improve the things. And newly, maybe you heard, we launched some MVTVC encoding for the Apple Vision Pro, you know, another demanding, another requirements, another level in terms of CPU. Because you don't have just only one 2D pictures, but you have also the right eye to code and dependency of the left eye. And that demands a lot more. And for that, we are, of course, very happy that AMD has such a performance.
Excellent. Excellent. So you, for the foreseeable future here, there's no end to the appetite to continue to gain additional performance and efficiency. You don't see anything that says, hey, this is a fad. These things are going to continue. You know, you can use all the processing power with as little bit of energy as possible.
Well, our goal is not to use a, say, kind of nuclear plant, super encoding. It's because, of course, then in the case you have the best encoding, we have to be always mindful about what is cost efficient. It needs to be working on real time. That's very important, of course, for the Titan Live solutions. And you've got this application like the MVH, like the Apple Vision Pro immersive video. And that's really bringing the entertainment to a new level. So in that case, you are hungry in terms of CPU, and then you have to do that. But we are continuously, you know, improving optimization. And on the other hand, if we have more CPU power as total budget, we can put more channels on the same hardware. And that's, you know, bringing the cost again down, as bringing also the power consumption per channel down. So yes, we are more hungry, but it's not only for the purpose of using more of that CPU per content per asset, sometimes just to decrease the cost and decrease the power consumption.
Yeah, the cost efficiency element should not be overlooked, especially given how as you mentioned earlier, how fractured and diverse the industry is. You know, you can't build infrastructure for every possible delivery channel, and consumption model, et cetera. Having that efficiency is super important, not only from a power, but a cost, for sure. Where can folks find out more about some of the solutions you've highlighted? Some super interesting ones. I'd like to go learn some more.
Well, so first place, of course, is our terminal.com, our website. Else, we are pretty much present at a lot of fairs and a lot of exhibitions. We go to ANGA, that will be the next big one in Germany, to the IBC, to NAB show, and just talk to us. We are pretty easy to work with. I think that's probably something which I noticed when I joined Atem, but before I was also a customer. We are pretty easy to set up some POCs, you know, sharing some information. We are quite open company, so please don't hesitate. Just contact us.
That's a great offer, so thank you. This has been a really great discussion, Jan. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.